Australian scientists are warning there could be a wave of economic refugees from Southeast Asia and the Pacific if climate change is allowed to devastate the Coral Triangle north of Australia. Representatives from 70 countries are meeting in Indonesia today to discuss the health of the world's oceans. Researchers from the University of Queensland will tell them that unchecked global warming could take a terrible toll. The ABC's Gavin Fang reports.
Its waters cover just 1% of the Earth's surface, yet many scientists regard the region known as the Coral Triangle as the Amazon of the seas. From Indonesia in the west to Solomon Islands in the east and the Philippines in the north, this marine environment is one of the most biodiverse regions in the world. More than three-quarters of the world's reef-building coral species and a third of the world's coral reef fish can be found within these waters. But a new report led by Australian scientists from the University of Queensland says global climate change is taking its toll. Professor Ove Hergulberg is the director of the Centre for Marine Studies at the University of Queensland.
If we travel down that road in which we don't take action on climate change to the level that we should, we see a world about 50 years from now in which coral reefs are a remnant of what they are today. In fact, they may be actually functionally extinct. We see mangrove systems that support fisheries gone. And what we see is food security plummet.
It's the loss of food stocks that has scientists like Professor Hergulberg most concerned. More than 150 million people, many already poor, live on the shores of the Coral Triangle, relying on its bounty for food. Professor Hergulberg.
By the end of the century, under the worst-case scenario, we could see as much as 90% of those food resources having eroded. You start to see that you're now destabilising human communities through the fact that there's just not enough food. So where do they go? We'll almost invariably see an increased level of pressure on Australia and New Zealand to provide the sort of intake that needs to alleviate these problems.
The authors of the Climate Change and Coral Triangle report say there needs to be an 80% cut in global carbon emissions by 2050 to save the marine ecosystem. A 25% cut in global emissions by 2020 is the target many countries, including Australia, have now indicated they might sign up to. But Professor Hergulberg remains unconvinced.
There is no doubt that cutting Australia's emissions by 25% is going to be a challenging task. But it's only going to be worth it if we get down to 20% of emissions by 2050. And that's, I think, where we've got to go. We've got to show real action that shows that we are progressing to decarbonise our economies as quickly as possible. I think we've got to take this issue as a global emergency, and we're not doing that.
Professor Ove Hergulberg ending that report from Gavin Fang.